Well, Art, your left foot's in a cast. You're propped up at home. What happened?
Well, I went out to admire the Tuesday night monsoon that passed through the area. I discovered the step was slick, and I slid and broke the fibula in my left ankle, and we'll have to have surgery to put in some plates and some screws. So you and I will be talking by phone on occasion here in the near future, so I hope the listeners can indulge.
Well, I'm sure they will, and we're so sorry for your injury, but, you know, I could say that you might not be as bad off as Franklin Gutierrez.
You know, I just did this for the empathy factor. I wanted to find out what it's like to be on this disabled list so I could have a greater feeling for Franklin Gutierrez, so I hope he appreciates.
Well, let's transition to the topic this week, the not-so-severe punishment handed down by the NCAA to the University of Oregon football program for recruiting violations.
This was a pretty serious allegation in which the NCAA said, and the Oregon administration agreed, that they were paying for a recruiting service that was really nothing more than a street agent in Texas who had influence over some top recruits. It's basically bribe money to get top-flight kids to come to Eugene. And the recruiting services are not illegal by NCAA's rule book, but this was just one guy trying to get money to send kids Oregon's way. And it was pretty blatant, and I expected fully that there would be at least a more severe scholarship punishment or a bowl ban, but the NCAA is not in the mood to deal harsh penalties these days.
Well, let's, before we talk about the fact that they didn't issue a bowl ban, let's talk about what they did issue in form of penalty.
Yeah, they took a scholarship away for in each of the next 3 years, and also put some restraints on what the coaches could and could not do in terms of recruiting. But really, it was a pretty light hit. They're on probation, you know, which means don't do it again. It's a toothless sort of thing. And there was no real significant harm done to the University of Oregon football program. And I just think that the NCAA didn't want to make a bigger fight out of this because they just don't have the resources or the time or the investigators to do what they have done in the past to other schools.
Like the University of Washington and USC.
Right. There is an automatic function of success that happens in the NCAA. If you get real good, you must have cheated. I mean, they don't. That's not a motto, but it's certainly a conclusion one can fairly draw about what happens. And, of course, Chip Kelly, the coach, left for the NFL, and from Philadelphia he gets to say, sorry about all that, but good luck with next year. So, once again, the NCAA punishments never quite find their targets.
So the lack of a bowl ban, that's a big deal for Oregon because they're considered a national contender.
Yes, they could certainly be, again, another candidate for BCS playoffs. And the bowl ban is a significant hit. People say, well, you shouldn't ban kids from the reward of the bowl. Well, you know what? This thing is all about boosters and getting more money out of them. So if you take a team out of the bowl picture, you are really doing a hurt, and it's one that might resonate with more teams if the NCAA administered that punishment more readily.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
And feel better.
Thank you.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Teal and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.